This is a special Christmas edition of Storytime with Sterling. In studio, we have Sterling. How are you doing today, Sterling?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great so far. We thought that we would talk about something that people just love. Anytime we share pictures or talk about the bells, which is what we're going to talk about today, people just love it. People from all over the state talk about the bells here in Newberry. So you wanted to talk about the Christmas bells.
I did. You know, it's really something that's close to my heart. And, you know, growing up, it's just something you look forward to every year. You know, it doesn't get old. It's just, you know, it's just a really important part of our community. And I thought we could kind of look into the history and how it got started.
Well, tell us all about it.
Well, in 1957, there were shorter streetlights that we had downtown. Taller streetlights were installed by the village of Newberry, and the superintendent of the water and light department, Mr. Sam Bond, Francis Sam Bond, he came up with the idea of now that having the streetlights taller, you could string Christmas decorations across the Newberry Avenue. So they started the first year with just a few going down a few blocks and had the bells and Merry Christmas signs, candy canes, and the Newberry News stated that the decorations had excited much favorable comment, not only from the Newberry people, but from visitors in town who have commented that the streets are among the finest in Newberry, and the entire display was arranged high enough from the streets to discourage the attention of chronic bulb snatchers.
Yeah, I love that.
The bells, they started out with just using the small red bells, and they were kind of in clusters, going down Main Street, and then over the course of the next few years, they worked on more, and by 1961, they were pretty much the display we see now.
Right. So, just a couple of years ago, or some volunteers undertook the big task of restoring them, right?
Yeah, it was in June of 2017. Paula Mackey and Therese Schumer were getting a committee together to look at restoring the bells. You know, after, I think that was the 60th year of the bells being up. And, you know, there had been several different committees over the years who have put time into restoring them. And I think the last one was 20-some years ago. And so in 2017, I was talking to Therese, and I said, you know what, I'd love to be a part of it. I said, you know, growing up here, you know, as I had mentioned earlier, it was just, you know, something we always looked forward to is seeing the lights up. And I said, I really would like to be a part of that committee. So we met in June, and we started out with the white bells in 2017, then the medium red bells the following year. And then last year we completed the small red bells. I was hoping this year, I'm now the chairman of the Save the Bells committee. And I was hoping we would get the white stars done this year, but with COVID and everything, we just kind of put the project on hold, and we're going to hopefully after Christmas move forward, and by the next year, hoping that the project will be completely done. And we might look at different projects we could do to make it look more of the original style, because there used to be at each intersection on Main Street, there used to be, we've always had the boughs going up and down the light poles with the different colored lights, but there used to be trees,
right,
that were installed around the light poles.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, a few would break here and a few would break in a windstorm. So they were staggered down the street, and then they finally just all went and got into disrepair, and they were never fixed. And I don't know if that's something we're going to do or not, but we've got a few things in mind. So
okay.
And one thing, I know that we had some people comment that the bells were multicolored. They've always been white lights in the bells and the stars. The bows going up and down the light poles are multicolored, but the bells have never been. They've always been white.
Always been white.
Yep.
Well, for those who would like to see pictures of the bells, of course, we here at the paper, we've run a couple stories. Well, not stories, but we've had some pictures of the bells here this year. I know earlier when they first turned on the bells, we took the drone up, flew down the avenue here to get a shot of that. So if anyone would like to see that, we'll put a link of that to those in the description of the podcast here. So they certainly are a beautiful, beautiful thing to have here in the village.
Yeah, you know, we should all be very fortunate that have these Christmas lights. And, you know, the people have worked so hard over the years. You know, Sam Bond and his crew originally, and then, you know, the citizens of Newberry, it seems like about every 20 years, you know, they step up and say, well, we got to re-put the new dresses over the frames. And but this last, well, starting in 2017, was probably the biggest restoration project that has ever been done. You know, they get beat up there in the wind, and
sure,
you know, and they get the dresses get faded. And so, you know, probably in another 20 years, it'll have to be done again. I'm sure I'll still be around for the next project, but, you know, it's worthwhile.
Well, good deal. Thanks for bringing this up, talking about the bells. And we wish everyone a happy holiday season, and that everyone will stay safe out there. Until next week, Sterling, I'm Steve Stifler. We'll be back next week for another Story Time with Sterling.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.